Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience. I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my grade is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough. My companions are few, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemy, or ponder at the pool of popularity. I won't give up, set up, let up until I've stayed up, poured up, prayed up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
Good evening.
Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you here with us tonight. And, you know, every day we live is another revelation of just how serious this life is. And the fact that we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
And we welcome you. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for being with us. And all of you around the world, wherever you are, please send us an email. Let us know. Send us a message. We want to be a blessing to you. Let me say it differently. We are designed by God to be a blessing to you, wherever you are. Wherever you are. And if you can't get a message to us because of where you live, know this. We're getting a message to you. And we're glad that you're able to hear this word and go share it with everybody you know. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Make sure we do this right. Hmm. There we go. Now we're ready. Oh, come on. Sitting here waiting for it to go. Got to have one more click.
Oh. I'm thinking, why am I not getting it over?
The ringer's off. Goodness sakes alive.
So how about now? There, I got a notification.
Did you? That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, well, good evening, community of faith.
Good evening. It's a beautiful and hot day in North Dakota.
Beautiful, beautiful day here in North Dakota. Actually, what was it? 89, 93, yeah. I think, if we actually got to.
Yep.
93 degrees in North Dakota, I'm telling you. You should be here this summer. This is the summer.
Like, don't pay the ransom, I escape. I'm here. We're glad you're here.
Who said that?
We're glad you're here, Mike. Don't pay the ransom.
That's another whole level of community of faith right there. Now that you just took it to another whole level. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome, ma'am. Good to have you with us tonight.
Hi, Phyllis.
From the youngest to the oldest, I mean, you think about the broad spectrum of who's on the program with us, because Jake and Jack are how old?
Oh, yeah. Just a few months, I think.
How old is
Claire is a year now.
Claire is a year? No, not quite a year. September. So. Anyways, they're young. We got them from them. And there's some people here that's over 80. And the amount.
Really?
She the cavalry, but he keeps the money. She's on the kadumba then. Shandada bada benikele masima. Hey, everybody, and no, Mike, I will not pay ransom. I'll send in the dot. That should fill you with great hope, Mike.
They're really cute, though. They could probably get a whole bunch.
Maybe it's like work release. Either way, don't pay the ransom or fine or whatever. But if they show up, two big guys with handcuffs, don't point to your room either, right? Jake and Jack are 9 months old. All right, there you go. Will is 3 and Katie will be 5. The 6th of June. That's my daughter's anniversary. Anniversary, Jesse and Andrew.
Very cool.
You guys are with us tonight. It's good to have you guys with us here today.
It is.
I believe. Hey, Roger Oxy's with us. Good to have
Hi,
you, buddy.
Roger, your packets are in the mail.
Your packages are in the mail.
I was gonna message you and probably forgot. Like, you showed up to remind me.
Miguel Antonio. Never heard of him. Oh, Mom, it's June 8th. Listen, Becca, you just gave all men a lot of hope. Leave the grandma alone. You know, I think about my mom and how many grandkids she has, or fellas, and I wonder how long were they able to keep all the grandkids' birthdays in order in their mind. There'll be 9 months, June 9th. Huh. Well, happy 9 months birthday to them then, too. She's done this since I had her. Rebecca Smith. Rebecca, thanks for showing up and bringing some sanity to this group we got going on here. I just want to know if you ever felt like you've been from one side of the universe to the other all in one day. Mike, for a while I had the hashtag for Donnie Jr. Can you give us some kind of an update there, brother? Bless you, Rebecca. Thank you so much for being our friend. We love you. We love you.
Yes, we do.
Just listening to that last first song. This went live. 14 total. Wow. That's good. That's good. What's Phyllis got? Like 87 grandkids?
Probably.
Phyllis got a mess of them.
Yeah. How many do you think, Phyllis?
Remind us again.
There can't be too many.
Can't be too many. That's right. I agree with that. You know, I'm the kind of guy that would like the Amish family for all the kids and grandkids, but I don't think I got 15 kids myself, all right? Just, you know, I think I'll stop talking about it right now. But it's wonderful. We appreciate you being here.
Yes, we do.
I'm four and done. Well, four is a good number.
I am ready for you to.
But hey, imagine.
My dad is from a family of 14.
Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 14, really? I guess I didn't remember that. 14.
Yeah. You're actually 16, but I guess they lost a set of twins.
Did they, were they Amish?
No. It's fertile.
Hey, you could have a set of quadruplets and be famous. Yeah. I saw a big, huge old Facebook post from him who codes for 15 minutes. That's not brain damage. Might be a thing. That brain damage is a thing in the natural world. Typing on Facebook. If that doesn't fire you up, your flint is broken. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord have mercy. Why are we talking about having babies? Now listen. All of you women that have been believing for a baby, now that's probably a fertile time to get your faith out there. All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. We gotta get both of these prayers in right away. It's, I have $4, my oldest is 2, and next to the oldest has 6, and Ash has 4, and my youngest 2. Come on. That's a good family right there. That makes for a lot of fun Christmases and Thanksgivings and Easters and All of that. What a day. Well, I ask you, Brother Mike, for that testimony, because we really need to go to prayer here. And this has been one of those days where I have been on every side of the universe all in one day. You know, what a powerful testimony about Donnie. A big Facebook post from Donnie himself. Right?
Yeah. Awesome.
So that's a huge testimony. All right.
Really?
And now, we have a friend that texted us about one of their grandchildren that overdosed on drugs, and we need to pray for them. And then in my hometown, my home community, a man who I actually worked very diligently to pastor was in a truck accident yesterday, and he was killed. And yet on this same day, I've had one of the greatest blessings of answers in our life. And my son-in-law was honored by General Motors as one of the top salesmen in the whole nation. And it's the reality of what life is all about. In the day we live, when communication is instant on a text, you can pick that text up and shout, glory, hallelujah. And you can pick the next text up and go, my God in heaven. And it's what we're going to talk about tonight. Redeeming the time. Apostle Paul said it. Jesus said it. So join with me, if you would, and let's pray for these requests. And here we go. Ready? Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise, Lord. We do. Look at all these beautiful people that are here, the body of Christ known as the community of faith. We've become so close. We're brothers and sisters. Certainly you made us that by your blood. But we have a bond. We have a cohesion. We have a blessing. It goes way beyond humanness. We stand arm in arm and support one another. And we rejoice when one rejoices. And then we go to war. When one's got to have war for their life. And when someone's heart is broken, we don't join them with a broken heart, but we bring that healing balm of Gilead to them. And we support them and we strengthen them in the name of Jesus and in the word of Almighty God.
Yes.
Lord, we give you glory and honor and praise for Donnie and what has gone on in his life and this mighty, amazing, wonderful, powerful, God-sent, God-blessed victory for this man that we have seen as an infallible proof with our own eyes. We shout glory be to God and glory to the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Lord, I give you glory for the growth and the development of everyone that's a part of this family, this body, the community of faith. We give you glory for the growth and the development and the establishing factor of your holy word that lives on the inside of every minute of the day.
Amen.
Glory to your name. Glory, 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 glory to holy name. Lord, many blessings come. I give you glory for my family, for Andrew, and being blessed and named of the best salesman of the whole year for General Motors in the middle of a pandemic with a full year at Bible College, adding two healing crusades in his schedule, never missing any of it, and set records and broke records, and the blessing that he had received because of this. Lord, you said, I will bless everything you put your hand to will be blessed. You said, then we get out of the world system and into your system and tithe, and we worship you with our tithe and offering. You said, you're opening the windows of heaven. You're pouring out a blessing we can't contain. The devourer is rebuked, and every bit of seed in the ground is producing. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise. Our hearts are filled with praise right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, Lord, we stand in the gap for this young man. Overdosed on meth and drugs, meth and cocaine. We already stood in the gap. When the text came, we bound the effect of those chemicals in his system. We declared in the name of Jesus that he will breathe and he will live and not die. And the gift of God that is inside of him will be in the body and used to the glory of Almighty God. And we see great victory. Father, every one of us tonight, gather our faith together right now. And in the name of Jesus, we say, organs, be healed. Body, be strengthened. Lungs, work. Fever, be normalized. All the chemical that was in his body, be removed. All of the anti-chemical put in his body, be removed. And may he be sitting there, an infallible proof of Almighty God, so that he can say, I saw Jesus, and I must walk with him now and do his will. We speak it done right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you glory for those answers in the name of Jesus. Lord, we've been praying for those suffering from domestic abuse. In the name of Jesus, we speak over everyone that's connected to us, that is connected in a domestic abuse situation, be made free in the name of Jesus. And they'll no longer be held bound. And they'll see the path to escape. And you will bring healing where healing can come. You'll bring understanding where understanding needs to come. And forever, this binding spirit of abuse will forever be broken in their life. And they'll see who they are in the eyes of Almighty God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I turn my thoughts to West Branch, to Selkirk. These people that I gave 20 years of my life to pastor. These two men that with everything in me, I tried to reach them. This community of hardworking men and women, wonderful firemen families and construction workers and loggers. And now another bullet at night. I prayed for Leonard and Doris. I pray for Cal and Len. John, his sister, brother. I pray for this whole family, Jesus. Nobody expected this. We thank you, Lord, that we know where he is. You sent us there. Now I was able to walk him into heaven. Thank you, Jesus. And now for this community. We bind every destructive words that are going to be spoken. I rebuke you. I will not say you. I declare life and life more abundant to Selkirk, to Branch and to Ogemaw County. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beyond anything that we understand in our humanness or in our great understanding of you, we declare life and life more abundantly into this community, into these people's lives. And I declare their eyes of their understanding are flooded with enlightenment and the infallible proof of Almighty God, so that they come to know you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
So they come to know you. Pour in that healing balm, Gilead, Jesus. We do right now. You said you would turn our sorrow, our mourning into dancing, and our sorrow into joy. And man will shake his head and wonder, but you don't wonder. You don't wonder. I stand amazed at you tonight, Jesus. I stand in awe of you and your ways. I give you glory. I give you honor. And I give you praise. Declare that this attack now turns out for the furtherance of the gospel. May revival break out in this community. We prayed for it for many years. We declare it done in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know, one of the interesting effects of community of faith in what we do here is because this has been so daily, you get the raw emotion. We're not freaked out about it. Let me tell you this story. Because I pastored this family for years, for 20 years. And diligently worked to see these of them come to Jesus. Reveal identity, and I'm not saying any names. And as all pastors does, you sometimes you feel like that's it, nailed it. Woo, we did it, glory. And other times it's like, why can't we get past this point, Jesus? And this man was killed in a truck. Prayed for him for years. This isn't the story that I want to tell you, but I have to, because this is the story. We don't make stories up. Driving a truck, turned a corner. The truck rolled into the corner on the driver's side and obviously pinned him and took his life. You might think, Pastor, that's kind of really sad. Yeah, well, it is. It's real sad. Oh, is he 49? This is the interesting thing about this. I have spent years trying to lead this man in this prayer. The accident happens. And then someone we know drives up on the accident right after it happens and calls us on the phone. This literally happened yesterday. We didn't know who it was. We didn't know anything about it. It's just a picture. We prayed on the phone for life to come to them. And life more abundantly, like you guys hear us pray regularly. We also prayed John chapter 20, verse 23. Jesus was speaking to the disciples then after his resurrection, before the ascension. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. But look at this. Look at verse 23. Please pay very close attention to this, because this is important for every one of us to understand. If you forgive the sins of any, they will be forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Pastor, that's a really deep subject right there. It is. It's huge. It's deep. But I want you to see this process. Here is this man that I want to pray the sinner's prayer with. And get him in the kingdom for years. And in the last moments of his life, I can stand there in my house right here, send my prayer right there to the very spot where he is, because God put someone I know there to say, pray for this. And we spoke the will of God to be done in this man's life. You might say, Pastor, you can't forgive sins. No, I can't. But God can. Listen to my prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak life and life more abundantly. Whoever this person is, that accident, it doesn't matter. You drive up on an accident, speak life. They're hanging between heaven and hell. Life. You're there. When you go by, you're there. You are God's agent of mercy and grace on the scene. Speak life to them. We speak life and life more abundantly to whoever this person is in this accident. According to John 20:23, as intercessors, we stand in the gap. We make up a hedge for this man that is driving this truck. Yeah. We didn't know him. We declare if they've committed any sins that they would be forgiven him and an entrance in heaven would be provided to him. And we did not know who he was. Because of your great love with which you loved us, because you're not willing for any to perish, but that all should come to repentance, because your mercy endures forever, because we understand your word and we are standing in the gap for this man's eternal destiny. Forgive them of their sin and receive them into heaven. Thank you that you are the most just judge that has ever been, and your love and mercy and grace, we thank you now for it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor, can you really do that? Well, think about it. I don't walk around every day forgiving everybody's sins that walk by me. But I'm standing in the gap for that man. I've never prayed a single prayer I ever prayed for him. And to think that the Father would have someone right there so that I could speak this word and he could cross over into heaven. I know in my spirit, man, that man, he made it. He made heaven. This is the strangest night I've had in a long time. Because I saw glory. I saw glory. My eyes have tears. The God of heaven. The God of heaven had a messenger. A scene for my friend. I say to every one of us, who are you praying for? That it doesn't look like they're going to get in. Don't stop speaking their name to heaven. Speak Acts chapter 1, verse 3, every time you think of them, an infallible proof come to their life. And they see their place in God in this. I know this. See, the tears are coming down my face. And yet I want to shout how great is our God. How great is our God. That he reached in the last moment of that man's life and snatched him out of that thing. And an entrance was given into heaven. I'm telling you. In the last days, you and I got to be ready to sing, to shout, to dance, to cry, to lay prostrate before the Lord, read your Bible, pray, prophesy, preach one day. Just, yes, here am I, Lord, send me. What a day. What a day. Say it with me.
Here am I, Lord.
Send me. Send me. You know, the day may come when you'll happen on an accident and you'll jump out of your car and go out there and speak the name of Jesus. They'll come back from the dead.
Amen.
That's happened hundreds of times, thousands of times around the world. But most of all, this is a strange way to start the night. It's just really strange, but no, it's not strange. This is a completely different way to start the night, but I guess we've had several of these. Several nights we started out with Donnie Jr. in our sight saying, he will live and not die. That's what I wanted to say for this man, but I knew the most important prayer for me to pray was, your sins are forgiven. Think about this, guys. Think about it. Speak that prayer and be the answer to grandma and mom and dad and brother and sister and Uncle Charlie and Aunt Sue who prayed for that man, that woman. You will be that answer for prayer. That evangelist, that person reaching into hell and grabbing them out and no, they get to go to heaven. What a night. What a day. This is going to go down in the record books as one of the most wild and crazy days of my life right here. Look, I knew it was coming, so I got a cup of coffee and a cup of Dr. Pepper with me tonight.
And a bottle of water.
And I got a bottle of water here. I want you to see this. I'm going to tell you another story. Because this doctrine from John 20:23, there's a whole bunch of people in the church that's like, sign of the cross, what do you think you're doing? I am reading red letters. I'm reading the red letters. I'm reading what Jesus the Christ said to his disciples as they started their ministry. Jesus the Christ said, whosoever sins you remit, they will be remitted. You can't run into a bar and I remit you and you and you and you and you and you and you. This is a very specific situation that you'll know how to use this verse. I was called when I was pastoring in West Branch by the hospital. I had just gotten to sleep. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. They're like, how fast can you be here? Well, the hospital was literally across my backyard. I'm like, well, my hair's a mess, but, 5 minutes. They're like, come now. I'm like, wait, how much time I got? And they're like, this dude is on last minute. Off I go. It was when I first began to even go to the hospitals way back. So I'm in new territory. I'm not in a point of confidence. You can call me to hospital now. I know how to act. All right? That's all of the Christian life. When you first start, you're like, wow, what do I do? What do I do? But then you get real bold because you know what to do and how to do it. And man, it flows in you. That's why that verse, John 23, flows right out of me because of this story. I walk in the room. There's a man. He's laying on the bed. You know, he's breathing really labored. His daughter's laying on his chest, and she stands up. She says, Pastor, I want my daddy to go to heaven. I look at the nurse. She goes, 1 minute. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know what to do. I'm new at this. I just paused. I said, Holy Spirit. And this verse came to me immediately, just like that. I laid my hand on his chest. I remember his name, Bill or something. I said, in the name of Jesus, according to John chapter 20, I didn't know the verse. Whosoever sins, I remit. They will be remitted. I remit your sin because I stand in the gap. I make up the hedge. I stand between heaven and hell today and say, Father, receive him into heaven now in the name of Jesus. And his breath left him, and peace filled the room. I'm just standing there, looking like, oh, my Lord. His daughter, who was laying on his chest, weeping, stood straight up. No weeping, no crying. She goes, we were standing in the last second of his life. Shout it with me. He made it. She goes, my daddy made it. My daddy made it. My daddy made it into heaven. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, 18, 19 through 21 says that you and I have been made ministers of reconciliation in our lives every day. You can't play games in this thing, guys. This ain't worth no game. People are everywhere around you and they're dying. This isn't worth this old religious fight and gobbledygook nonsense. People's lives are hanging in the balance. Say it with me. I am a minister of reconciliation. You want to say it? Say, hear my Lord. Send me. That night, Brother Mike came on the tent meeting thread or wherever he put it. I don't know, Mike, it's not about the exact location. He said, we got to pray. And all of us went to prayer that night and said, Donnie Jr. will live and not die. Who knows? There was 20 of us who were up for an hour or two. We were up for like 3 hours. Just walking through this house saying, he will live and not die. He will live and not die. He will live and he will not die. Thank God for every one of you. I thank God for that city he's got you in. I thank God that you love him with all of your heart. I thank God that you're a willing life broadcaster. Everywhere you go, this is not a game. This is not about somebody being a big apostle, prophet, nothing. This is about, I got to walk with God and be found with him every day so that I am in the right place at the right time for every person who's coming into my life. Whew. Stood there and watched that man go to heaven. I'm in awe. I'm in awe of how great our Father is. Somebody want to sing with me? Let's sing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. All will see how great is our God. For the name above all names, you are worthy to be praised. Our hearts will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Oh, we'll see how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. My heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. Our heart will sing, how great is our God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm just not done singing. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my How great thou art, how great thou art. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What a glorious example of your grace and of your mercy. We were yet sinners. You, Jesus, died for us. We didn't deserve it. There's nothing we can do to deserve. But because we reach out and receive life and life more abundantly is offered to us and to everyone who will hear us. And we give you glory and we give you the honor and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 What a night. What a night. What a grand entrance, a grand beginning we've had here today. I think that I'm likely to shout all the way through night at times. Because I get to say, he made it in. He made heaven.
It is astonishing to me to think all the way from Michigan, we had someone call us and say, on the highway, there's an accident, pray. And we prayed and we found out it was somebody passing. Only God. Only God.
I don't know. Am I telling this story good enough that you guys can understand? Because I'm sitting here awestruck at God. Not like we have been awestruck. Every time we talk about awestruck, I go back to Mike looking in that bag, seeing two Bibles going. She looking at that. I am 1,300 miles away from this man who I dearly love. And wanted to seek it to heaven. And my father had someone I know at the site when it happened. So I can pray. And I know in here, he's in heaven.
It's amazing.
Thank you, Wilma. I don't know. When these things happen like this, and we as the speaker messed up in our emotions and we're crying and we're laughing and shouting and singing, and sometimes it's like we feel like we're giving it all so everybody can understand it, but that's not somebody. Sometimes it just don't come out like it needs to. Pastor, do I get to run around every house in my town and say, I remit their sin, I remit their sin, I remit their sin? I don't see that as a doctrine in the Bible, but Jesus' word says, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. I guarantee you this, it's a whole new level of the doctrine of the ministry of reconciliation than what most of the church ever even wants to go to. And here you and I sitting there right now going, can you believe this that we just saw? Here's the interesting part. Could have been my other friend driving the truck. Where he was at, could have been me driving the truck. I drove a milk truck down that same road day after day after day after day after day after day after day. Say it with me. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Here am I, Lord. Send me. Now, Pastor, what do we do next? Well, I'm not quite sure what we're going to do next. We're probably going to study this doctrine a little bit. And if you sit here in our house, every time we have a fire station right up there on the hill, about half a mile across that hay field right there, every time that fire blows, the two of us begin to speak life. Say it with me. I speak life, and life more abundantly to the people that's going on to happen. Why? You don't know what there's at. You don't know where. You don't know what's going on. And most of all, may the emergency workers be safe in the way there. May they be protected when they get to the place they're going. And whatever that situation, I declare it turns now because I'm standing in the gap. I am a life warrior in my community. Say that with me. I am a life warrior. I have it designed in a coat, in a hat that says life warrior. Why? Because that's what we are. Warriors. Everywhere we go, we get to speak life. You know, thank you, Wilma, for saying those words there because it helps to see where it's at. So many times we felt like our hands were tied trying to stand in the gap for somebody that we love, but you stand in that gap every day for them. Do you have a cha-cha-cha? You have a child, a grandchild, a neighbor's child, somebody that's called your aunt or uncle, and they're struggling? Well, start speaking. Start speaking this verse over them. Whoever sins, I forgive, they'll be forgiven. I declare that kid sins forgiven, and the glory of God has the ability to get inside of their life. Amen. Well, Pastor, can you do that? You're not Jesus. I'm not Jesus. I'm his agent, and I got red letters. And then I not only have the red letters, I have the Paul letters. And then I go back over here, and I got more Jesus letters. There's all kinds of letters on this. We got to let the Bible say what it says. You think about those grandkids of yours, those children of yours. You begin to speak over them. No. They're lost in a sea of sin for something. I declare their sins are remitted, and the God of love comes to them because I stand in the gap. See, what happens all of a sudden when the sin's forgiven? Their whole life opens up to be able to receive from the things of God. Think about my friend laying there with a truck tipped over on him, going between heaven and hell, however. Coming in and out of consciousness. You don't know the condition of the person. You don't know how long they hang there. Speak the word of God and the will of God. I'm going to tell you another story. Can I tell another one?
Yes.
I was called to officiate a funeral for a young man who was a veteran in Iraq. From Iraq. But I had begun to be friends with the family. And for, well, you can't say for some strange reason, standing here today, we know what the strange reason was. It's not a strange reason. God was positioning me to get him into heaven. And he was a part of an event that I was doing or something. Anyways, we were involved in the same area. And there, on the way there, he was killed in a car accident in a snowstorm in Michigan. The family contacted me. What is the first thing I did? The first thing I said, no matter where he's at, I stand in the gap. I make up the hedge. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus, this man, because I am a man of love and mercy, and I want love and mercy, and you're the God of love and mercy. I declare entrance is received to heaven. And I knew then, I could tell in my spirit there. I went to the funeral home. Inside me, that man's supposed to be alive on this earth. Jesus raised him from the dead. I laid my hands on him. I said, in the name of Jesus, come alive. And I said, spirit man, come back in there. I said, life, I used the name of Jesus. I bound death and loose life. I did everything I know to do. And then I stood there and said, Lord, I don't know what else to do, but I've said everything I know. It was that, you know, everybody was gone at night. I turned around, the film director said, are you finished? You know, he's like, I'm ready to go here. So I went home. He said, I'm going to show you tomorrow what you hooked your faith to and why he's in heaven. So we show up. The funeral begins. I'm sitting there the whole time saying, get up out of that. Get up. I don't care if people freak out. Jesus messed up every funeral he went to. And they're like, now this is his favorite song. And it was a country song. I don't remember the song. But it has these words in it. When I lay down my battle and I give my burden rest or something. It wasn't, I can only imagine. It was a different song. I didn't know it. I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, wait, that dude just said Lord and Savior, and something to that effect. And just like that, the Holy Spirit showed him singing that song, praying that prayer, connected that thing, and he made heaven. As soon as the song was done, I'm back up speaking. I said, let me tell you, this young man made heaven. They all looked at me. I said, I prayed a prayer the day that the accident happened. You guys contacted me. Told them the verse. And I said, did you hear what that song just said? And I quoted the lyric. Everybody's face lit up. Now, they were filled with sorrow and sadness and tears. But that relief came over them. Oh, he's in heaven. Guess what I had the opportunity to do? Preach. I had the opportunity right then to lead them all in the sinner's prayer so that they could get into the kingdom of heaven. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. I agree, Mama. I agree. Everybody say this with me. Say, thank you, Lord, that your door is wide open no matter what religion says. Amen. Amen. Romans chapter 10. This is the verses that caused many people to say, well, I never prayed these prayers. Therefore, they can't get to heaven. No. Verse 9 through 13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. So there comes Jesus' righteousness making you right. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Heart, you get the righteousness. Mouth, you get the salvation. Now watch. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, male and female. No, that's a different verse. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now watch this. My brother yesterday, we don't know what he's calling on the name of the Lord. We don't know because you're not there. But this is what we do know. We were calling on the name of the Lord. We were standing in the gap. We were making up the hedge so that God would forgive and would heal. I got to find that verse. It's in Ezekiel. Where is that? Standing in the gap, making up the hedge. Find it. It's in Ezekiel. I thought it was 26. I knew it was 26. I went right to the 26, and can you believe it is not underlined? But watch. Wait, no. 22:30. Well, we're in the neighborhood. Oh, look at there. I actually got the page marked. Watch this. 23 through 29 talks about the wickedness of all the people of Israel. Look at verse 30. So I sought for a man among them who would make up a wall, stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. Therefore, poured out my indignation on them and recompensed their deeds on their own heads. Well, say it with me. I'll stand in the gap. Anytime you send me, Lord.
Anytime you send me, Lord.
I'll stand in the gap. Because we know that when we stand in the gap, his indignation is not poured out. Why? Because he is full of mercy. Psalm 103. That was Ezekiel 22, verse 30 and 31. Now we're going to Psalm 103. I got another story that just came to me. People are like, "Man, we're kicking it tonight, aren't we?" Yeah. My heart is so overwhelmed with praise for Donnie Jr. for that miracle. He made a Facebook post. He did. The man who laid in the bed 15 minutes with a heartbeat. Gate of hell met the ecclesia, the body of Christ, you and me. No. gates of hell cannot prevail. Psalm 103, verse 6 through 18. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. That's scary. God uses the word execute and righteousness and justice. Watch out. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. Look at verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. He will not always strive with us, nor he will he keep his anger forever. And yet, look at verse 10. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Say it with me. God doesn't want to punish people. God's not looking for a reason to send you to hell. He's looking for a reason to open up heaven and get you in.
Amen.
Some of you're sitting here right now going, you know what? I prayed for Uncle Charlie. I can hear somebody right now going, you know what? I prayed this same prayer. You feel like shouting, well, let it go. Let it go. They made it in. 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 Oh, the look of shock on their face when their feet hit heaven and they go, whoa, I'm here. I'm here. No more limitations. No more confusion of religion.
Amen.
Walking down them streets.
Amen.
People are everywhere. I can only imagine what some people are like, man. Sister Rebecca, I used your words today. Hallelujah and a big glory kick. Say it with me. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Why do you want to stand in the gap and make up the hedge for other people? Because you and I were not worthy of his love. To whom much is forgiven, one must forgive much. Pastor, are you really serious that it is really this easy? Well, his yoke is easy, and his burden is hard, difficult, laborious. You can barely carry it around. No. I'm finding them verses right now. His yoke is easy. Seems like it's chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12. No, but that's the righteous shining like a light. Oh, wait, that wasn't chapter 12.
Matthew 11:28, 29, and 30.
His yoke is easy and his burden is light. See, guys, all of a sudden, we get a new revelation. Our God, Jesus ain't making it hard to get to heaven. Jesus making it easy to get to heaven. But you got to walk in that path. You might say, well, Pastor, all I got to do is just live however I want to. And then right before I die, say, my sins are remitted. What's the heart behind what you just said? The heart behind that is, I'm just going to live however I want to and sneak in the door. Well, except you and I are sitting here going, let's walk with God and be those life broadcasters everywhere we go. Can you imagine how many people you get to put in heaven who don't even know you? And they get to heaven and they're like, Peter, how did I get here? Show me how I got here. And Peter be like, you see that guy? They're in the great cloud of witness, is what Hebrews says. Since you and I are surrounded by such great a cloud of witnesses, let us run with patience the race that's set before us. Now, I got another story to tell you. Never heard it. I'm enjoying these stories of people making it into heaven.
I love it.
Well, I don't know what my title is for tonight, but it sure matches this title. Redeeming the time. Walk with God. And be quick to stand in the gap and make up the heads. When I first joined the Patriot Guard back in 2006, it got to be the winter of 2006. Actually, it was 2007 in January. And there was a bunch of KIAs. And we had like five days in a row. And we were just going. And we had gone to Grand Rapids the day before for Harriman's. It might have been Harriman, whatever it was. It was cold. Oh, my goodness. They built the church on top of a hill with the entrance door on the west, northwest corner. So it caught all of the wind from Alberta, Canada. It's all hell coming across Lake. I mean, these people were known as the Windy Church, man. That was something. But it was probably 10 below that day or something. That was cold. And we were all in our Carhartts. You could see about this much of our face, you know, holding our flags, keeping the protesters away. And when the funeral started, the family come out and insisted that we come in and get warm. We didn't usually do that because after about 10 funerals, you don't need any more. This is sad. It's hard on you, you know. Sanctuary. And then they had another sanctuary because they had an English service and a Korean service. And they would go on the same time. They had two sanctuaries. It was pretty cool. So we went and sat in the Korean sanctuary and fell asleep, all of us, just so cold, you know. You're warm, sitting there all bundled up, and we wake up, you know. The next day, we're in Iron Mountain, Michigan, and about 19 degrees. It warmed up. It was 19. And we were outside the armory for Sergeant First Class James Priestep. And when James had left for Iraq, the Holy Spirit had instructed me and the people of our church to buy a bunch of Bibles and hand these Bibles to the men as they deployed to Iraq. And so I'd gotten with the first sergeant, went down to the armory. I felt like Brother Andrew with VW full of Bibles. I filled every box on my Honda Goldwing with every Bible you could possibly get in there, and we ended up with like 100 of them we had in there. And my daughter and I went, and we're there, and we pull up, and I talked to the first sergeant, and he said, well, you can't give them to them, but I'll let you stand at the door of each of the buses, and when they get in, if they want one, they can take one from you. And I'm like, that's cool. Well, then he finds out that I'm a pastor, and he's like, hey, dude, come up here and say something to these guys. Pray over us. Yes, sir. First time I ever done it. I'm in another place where I'm a little uncomfortable. But don't hesitate. Motivate, man. Move. I went up there. I spoke a few words and mostly prayed. As soon as I got done, I'm standing there next to the first sergeant, just at attention and just letting things happen. He tells all the troops, 15 minutes, mark your watches, we're leaving. Everybody goes to the bus. He turns around, looks me square in the face. And he says, sir, I don't know you and you don't know nothing. But if somebody doesn't tell you what you just did is not right, you're going to keep doing it. And I can tell you didn't mean it. I said, well, you can't offend me because I'm here to be a blessing to you. And there's only one place I can fix it. And that's right here, right now, with everybody that's here. So if I messed up, call them back here and I'll straighten it out now. He goes, no, I'm going to give you 2 minutes in each bus to test. But what did I do wrong? He said, about five times in that 3 minutes, you said, lay down your life. And I just looked at him. He said, I know you're a preacher. And to you, that means selfless service. But these guys are getting on a bus to go to the war zone. And that means they're going to die. I said, sir, with all due respect, this is what I think of you guys. I think you're going to be like David. I began to prophesy. I think you're going to be like David, and one of you is going to become the number one enemy of our country and solve this thing. I declare you're going to be like Gideon, and 300 of you are going to wipe out a whole 85,000 troops, and you're going to conquer and beat them. And he said, well, thank you. And when you get on the bus, say that David and Gideon stuff while you're in there. So I got on the bus. We handed out like, I think it was like 70 Bibles out of the 100, which is pretty good. Got on the bus. I said, the first sergeant told me I had said this. And I apologize. That's not what I mean. Of course. A preacher apologized on a bus full of guys go to war, and they're all just sitting there looking at you. Their eyes about to dig around. I said, what I mean, and then I said to David in the Gideon thing, I said, do you understand me? And the military all have their own war cry. And those guys go, whoo, oh, man, just shiver your timbers, brother. Went to the next bus, did it. I'm the only bike, so I'm the escort. All right? So I get on my bike, and off we go to Grayling. And I get to Grayling. And here's some buses from the UP. So I grabbed the Bibles, man. I got a bunch more. The last man off the bus, Sergeant First Class James Priestley, who is the man we were standing for in Iron Mountain. He's the last man off the bus. He's a Sergeant First Class, so he's got some rank. And born again, spirit-filled, devil-chasing, Bible-toting believer to the core. To the core. A sheriff deputy on the dive team. This guy's everything. All right. He and I stood at the bus and talked for about 45 minutes. It was awesome. I kept saying, sir, if you got to go, he goes, I don't have to go nowhere. They know what they're doing. We just talked. We looked to get friendship. Now listen to this. That unit had 29 Purple Hearts. They had 19 Bronze Stars. They had 500,000 miles of escort with prisoners in the escort. 500,000 miles in that unit. Yeah, there was like three casualties or four. Sergeant Thomas Wright, who I was very close with, his family, he's whom I gave a Bible to, it became one of his most cherished possessions. Guys, nobody, this isn't out for page for nobody to see. I'm just doing this because I see it. It's right to do, and let's get her done. So now we're standing at his funeral. 1,000 people there in this armory. And once again, it was really cold. And the family come and they said, sir, you're the ride captain. The family has requested that you guys come in out of the cold. We've got coffee and cooking in the back of the gymnasium. Please just come in the gymnasium with us. we would appreciate your presence inside the building during the funeral. The memorial service, what they called it. So I looked at the guys and said, well, we better go. So we all walk in. And I mean, come on, bunch of bikers, and you got coffee, donuts, and cookies. Well, yeah, you know, we're in. But now the service is starting. Well, you ain't going to drink coffee and be chewing. You know, you just don't do that. So the man's uncle was his pastor. At one point, you can tell it wasn't in the program. He just said, you know, James's most favorite song is I Can Only Imagine. He goes, "This we're not planned for this. Anybody got one in the truck, a CD?" Guy goes, "Hey, I got one. Go get it. Get in there." Oh, guy jumps up, runs out to his truck, comes back with a CD. I Can Only Imagine. His uncle says, "There's nothing better for us to do than to honor James by playing this song." Put it in, gave it to the sound guy. He queued it up. Nobody's up front. Everybody's just sitting there. I'm standing in the back. The song begins to play. I see these shafts of light. I'm hearing a sound, but I'm sure there wasn't one. And they're all over this room. And I'm like, wow, man. Oh, Jesus. No, and I finally said, Lord, what am I seeing? He said, all those people are making a decision for me right now.
This story makes me cry every time you tell
it. There was 250 of those shafts of light I saw. Pastor, how does that work? Because they were singing a song. I can only imagine when I stand before you. I don't even know the words of the song right now. What are they saying? Will I stand in your presence? Will I fall at your feet? Will I bow down before you? Or get up and beat the street? I don't know. That's why I'm missing the words. Will I dance with you, Jesus? Or on my knees will I fall? Wait, what is that person saying? They're saying to Jesus, I can only imagine what it's going to be like when I see you. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. You know how many people have listened to that song in a bar and got right with God sitting in a bar listening to that song? Wait. To tell you, that messed with my doctrines I've been trained all my life. But say it with me. Break those doctrines off the pieces. See, God knows what he's doing. I'm back in Psalm 103. Verse 11. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. Those people sitting there singing that song that day, nobody could tell they were doing it. I mean, I got in on it by a gift of the Spirit of some form that I could see those shafts of light. What was God doing? He was breaking Sam Collins' old religious bones, saying, would you let some more people get in the kingdom with me? And I shout, here am I, Lord, send me. Wow. And my friend, it's about being an accident. And my father takes a man that will call me and say, pray, if you don't believe in the God of glory, Reach into every person. Believe it tonight, for goodness sakes. If there's a reason for you to walk with God and learn how to walk with him and every day say, Jesus, break all religious garbage off me so I can enter in. I break it off. Help me enter in. I break it off. Help me enter in. Thank you for those that taught me what they did, but I refuse the religious limitations of the religious doctrines in my life. I want to see people born again. You think about every time you pray that prayer for John. You go into a funeral home, pray it over everybody that's in there. Why? Because their hearts are open to God rather than going in and saying, oh, he's a sinner and she's a sinner, and I sure hope you get right before you go to hell, and you're probably going to go to hell because you're really bad. Why don't we go in as ministers of reconciliation saying, everybody in here, Jesus, remit their sin so when that preacher speaks the word, they can reach out and receive it, and they can go out, and your spirit will lead them to the things of God. Amen. See, what religion wants to do is say, well, you didn't do it right, so you can't get into heaven, boy. Wait, Zacchaeus climbed a tree. Was that right? Peter is in a boat full of fish. And what did he do? He fell down before Jesus and said, my Lord and my God. The Apostle Paul is on the road up to Damascus to kill Christians. And Jesus shows up and said, hey, dude. Down he went. And what did Paul do? He said, Lord. He got to live that day rather than die because Jesus was taking him out that moment right there. Peter saw the sheet and told him the Gentiles were right. Cornelius saw the angel and said, call for Peter. Ananias, a disciple, heard from Jesus. There's a man called Saul on a street called Straight. And Ananias said, I think you're talking to the wrong man. You know who that is, Lord? I mean, you're talking to God today. Do you know who you're talking about, Lord? And he said, yeah, go. He's a messenger of mine. Think about Peter. Peter was loud, boisterous, obnoxious. Peter was bold. You're the Christ. And a minute later, Jesus is saying, get behind me, you foul devil. Peter said, I'll never betray you. And in a matter of minutes, cuts the servant's ear off. And Peter and Jesus like, Peter, put your sword, give me the ear. And the name, you know, and then the guy's healed. Hours later, Peter denies him, cursing denies him. Just looked at Peter and said, you're going to deny me. You're being sifted. But I've prayed that your faith will not fail. Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and me and every sinner out there in that world to get right with him. And he's got you and me standing right here. Woo! Wait, Rick, jump up and give a glory kick. It is so good to us. Well, you know, Pastor, I just walked down the aisle and said, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I thought that's how everybody did it. Pastor, I just thought you just walked down the aisle. What about the soldiers in the jungle, the soldiers in the desert? What about them? How'd they find God? There wasn't no aisle to walk down. They got bullets flying over their head, and they're like, okay, Jesus, so I don't know who you are, but I receive you. Woo! See, here's the thing, guys. God's doing it again right now tonight with this group of people right here tonight. And hold on. I got another story. Anybody in for another story? It's the story of Dr. Barclay's conversion. A man who had so much hate in his life that he literally joined the Marines to kill people legally. He literally said it out of his own mouth. It's in his book. If you like to read, buy his book, God Possessed. It's a good book. You'll love it. Good book. It's his story. God Possessed. Somebody put it in there. Mark T. Barclay. Rebecca can do that. So he's in the United States Marines. His first tour, he goes, he serves, he comes back. He's recon Marine. So he did things and did things and did things and did things. And, you know, he's a Marine. All right? Oh, I'm clicking the pen.
Oh, that's too funny.
Wait, hand me that. Hold on. Here. I had a bag of prayer claws. Right? I'll just stick it here so I can. Wait, is that too much noise? But, you know why it's so loud? That's right where the speaker is right there, and that's the hand I hold it in and flick the pen. So, he's at home. He's back. He's getting ready to ship out for his second tour in Vietnam. He's a recon Marine. That's serious duty. Serious duty. The night before, two nights before, thank you, Rebecca, two nights before he leaves, he's at supper on the base, and a knock comes on the door. He goes to the door, and there's a young kid standing there. He said, "Mister, you're going to war, and you need to get saved." A 12-year-old kid. And, you know, Barclay then said, "Get off my porch or I'm going to bust you right in the nose." And the kid said, "You need Jesus." He said, "I am right in the nose." Blood splattered everywhere. Said, "I'm sure I broke his nose." And he said he took off down the sidewalk crying. How many know that's not a very good person? You're on your way to combat. You need Jesus. Next night, knock comes on the door, same time, during supper. And he said, "What a stupid kid," or something. Jumped up, opened the door, and it was the kid. His eyes are all black and blue. His face is all black and blue from where he got punched. And he said, "He's off the porch. He's not up where he can get him this time." And he pointed his finger and said, "I don't know who you are, mister, but God wants to use you in his kingdom, and you better get your life right." And turn around and ran down the sidewalk. Who's the kid? And what 12-year-old kid has that much courage in the face of a combat Marine? Yet he's one day away from deploying. He gets in the jungle. He's on a mission, him and another guy. They're out, and it's in the monsoon. And all of a sudden, they're having to just stop and take a break. So he said, and when they stop and take a break, they put their back up against each other. And that way you got a full view of what's going on around you. He said to the guy, "Can I tell you a story?" The guy's, "Yeah." Monsoon. Tells him the story. He gets done, and his Marine brother said, "I ain't never seen anybody as mean as you as all my life, Barclay. If God's going to use you, you got to change." And he said in that moment, for the first time in his life, he remembered praying. I looked to heaven and said, "Well, if you can use me, I don't know who you are, but here I am." And God filled him. And for the first time in his life, felt a tear run down his cheek. And from that day, for the rest of that mission, that deployment, he never lost another one of his men on any mission. Why? Because in the jungle, he said, well, if you can use me, here I am, use me. He got back to Saigon, and Spirit of God said, no more Bar. He didn't go into Bar anymore. Didn't go to the places where they went. Took him, like, I forget what he said, months to actually find a chaplain who was a Christian. But he never lost another man in combat after the moment when he gave his life to Jesus in the jungle. What's the point of your story, Pastor? Let's let Jesus get whoever is coming into the kingdom, however he wants. As the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far he removed our transgression from us. I can see Hammer tonight. He's running in heaven. I can see it. Yeah, he was an angel from God to let him know that he was chosen to be a God warrior. Boy, that's the truth, and he is today. One of the most trusted prophets of our day. Most trusted prophets of our day. Well, I think we should be done. What do you think?
I'm exhausted.
This is one of those that you're going to want to watch over and over. Some of you would do you good to watch because this is a new doctrine for you. But it's right here in the Bible. It's in the Bible. And I think it's high time we let Jesus bring whoever he wants into the kingdom, however he wants to get them there in the kingdom. Amen? Let's pray a closing prayer for the time of studying God's word tonight. What a night. Way beyond our understanding in our humanness. You have moved again tonight by your Spirit. And we, your people, we are filled with joy and happiness. Our hearts thrill with the fact that we can use this verse of Scripture and change people's lives every single day. We stand in the gap. We make up the hedge. And we declare, thy sins be forgiven. Go and be made whole. Lord, instruct us in this doctrine to walk with you. Walk in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And she's just money. When I prayed that prayer right there and said, Lord, instruct us in this doctrine, he said, why? So you can limit me and tell me not to get people born again when I'm trying to do it? I got a major revelation tonight myself. There's a whole bunch of people in my life right now that sin's kicking the snot out of them. I've never once thought to say, I remit their sins so that all of their sins are no longer in their way and the manifestation of your presence can now get to them. Wow. Pastor, you really think we can? It's keeping them from coming to God. Sin. So let's remit it. John 20, 23, and Acts 1, 3 must go side by side. We remit their sins. Manifest your presence to them. Pastor, I know. We're going to keep studying, and God's going to keep bringing us verse, and he's going to keep showing us revelation on this in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I can preach for another 2 hours. I got another 50 stories to tell, but it's time to receive communion and be done, I believe.
Wow.
You want to say it with me? Say, Lord, all of my loved ones.
Lord, all of my loved ones.
That I've been praying for every day.
That I've been praying for every day.
Remit their sins.
Remit their sins.
If there's any way possible.
If there's any way possible.
However you do it.
However you do it.
And by an infallible proof, from heaven, may their lives turn around immediately.
Amen. May their lives turn around to you immediately.
And I get to see it. Well, glory.
Glory.
Somebody give us a really good John Hagee. Glory be to the Lamb of God. Wow. Well, don't you know, Pastor, quit being your don't you knows. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. I got so many pages marked in my Bible. Woo! Glory! For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, oh my goodness. Give a good hand clap. Now that's a John Hagee watcher right
yeah,
there now.
Yeah,
verse 23, for I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took the bread. When he had broken, he blessed it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and is a conjunction word. So you can literally say, and as often as you drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's redemptive work. It says death, but it's not just dying. It's his redemptive work. Until he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself. That's what we're doing right now. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged of the Lord. Who used that verse today? Is that Dutch sheets? I'm going to tell you right now, if you have not been following Dutch sheets, give him 15 for the last 26 days. Go back at the first day and start and listen. It's a study about growing close to God, 15 minutes a day. It is absolutely amazing. So well written and so well spoken. You'll love your presence and your time with God. 1 John 4:17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. Like, no matter who's judging me, I get to be righteous, and it don't matter what their judgment is. My righteousness overcomes their judgment. Hallelujah. What? Because perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Why? We love him because he first loved us. Dutch sheets, just like the sheets on your bed. It's an app that's called Give Him 15. Somebody put a little definition to that. Dutch sheets. S-H-E-E-T-S. Right? I'm telling you, it's about getting in the presence of God. It is an amazing group of teachings. They're only 15 minutes long. And it's chapter 1, and he's already on 26. But I watch it on YouTube. Just go back in YouTube, find number 1, and then come all the way forward. And you will literally sit down and you'll do 2 or 3 of them at a time if you have the time to do it, because it is really that rich of a study of being in the presence of Almighty God. Good job, guys. Now, I love this body. I just do. You ready? Now, verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Now, this is what we're going to do. We're going to examine ourselves. You might say, well, Pastor, what does that mean? Well, that just means simply looking at your own life saying, I know I need you in my life. It's the greatest thing. You can go to communion anywhere, anytime, and walk in the building and say, I'm ready. I know I need you in my life. And you know what's going to happen? He is going to come into your life because you judged yourself so that you would not be judged. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
I know Jesus is the door of salvation.
You know Jesus is the door of salvation.
And I enter in today.
And I enter in today.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
In my life right now today.
In my life right now today.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Do this. Put your sin in a big pile and just dump it out and say, there's all my sin.
There's all my sin.
I can't beat it.
I can't beat it.
Reach your hands out and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling my life every day.
Filling my life every day.
I pray you experience what I do. That righteousness just washes over me every time I say that. Pray this with me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And amen. Welcome to the family of God. That's the first time you prayed the prayer. This is us. This is what we look like. Aren't we a cool looking bunch? Hey, man. Good to have you with us. We prayed for the family tonight, bud. Now, in that prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to his righteousness. Your sin, you can't beat. No human on the face of this earth has ever beat their own sin. None. Zero. If you don't receive the love of God and the grace of God and the blood of Jesus, there's no way into the kingdom. We don't care how righteous you think you are. That is called self-righteous. Is the only righteousness for is Jesus. I'll tell you, that's going to be one of the number one star doctrines that this group of believers teaches, and it's going to transform people's lives all over this world. You literally have been adopted into the family of God, and you did nothing except just say, I receive it. They put my email address and website in there. This communion service is on the website. I can do it every day, and you should, whether you come on the program or not. On the program, we'll have communion every time we come together on this program. It'll be in the, it'll be toward the end, and you'll be able to hook up. And any one of our programs, there might have been one we missed, but I don't think so. You're going to be able to find communion at the end of the program. And you can always hook up and have it with us. Now, I got 10 verses I want to send you. The very basic foundation verses you got to get in your life. Study them, read them, speak them, memorize them, put them down in, put them down in, put them down in. You might say, Pastor, do you really do that? Yes. We say the same verses over and 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 over every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Why? It's the only way to get down inside your heart. And now, once they're in, then they produce the life out. We want to be a blessing to you. Shoot me an email. I'll shoot you one. Ask a question. We love questions around here. If any of you have asked me a question and didn't get answered, then text me again and say, where's my answer? And we'll make sure you get it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You ready? Get your communion elements. Let's receive our communion elements. Mom, you pray that prayer, you're ready. Get you some bread and water. Get you some Cheez-Its and Gatorade. Rock and roll. Come on. We can't wait. Just giving you a hard time. Ready? Jesus, tonight, all right, ready? Help me, I don't know where I am.
We bless these
elements. We bless these elements.
Bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised,
for my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, my will, and my
nothing emotion. Missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
every
broken.
Joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
Jesus, mighty name.
In Jesus, mighty name.
Let's receive broken bread together. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead was also empowering him to carry that load of sin and shame take it to hell and leave it there. How wonderful is that? Now we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Wait, I can tell somebody right now, whether live or in the future, you're struggling with this cup because they told you you're going to drink damnation to your soul. If you prayed that prayer, according to verse 28, there will never be any damnation close to your soul because your heart is to walk with God.
Yeah.
Those who come here joking, fooling around, and making a mockery of this, those are the ones who get damnation. That's none of you. If you're here, you're here on purpose. So you don't have to worry about it. You pray that prayer. You mean what you say. And that will never be you. So be released from that fear right now in the name of Jesus. And the torment that goes, you foul spirit of religion, you let go of these people right now.
Amen.
Never again to be afraid of that. Commanded in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old is away.
Old things have
and
passed
all
away.
Things have become new.
And all things have become
new. In my life.
In my life.
In every way.
In every way.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And must get out of our land.
And must get out of our land. Amen.
Amen. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Come boldly.
We come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where we find grace, mercy, and help.
Where we find grace, mercy, and help.
For our assignment every day.
For our assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of our testimony.
And the word of our testimony.
We overcome.
We overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren's cast down.
The accuser of the brethren.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no condemnation.
In my life.
In my life.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is
my
purged.
Robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always
the glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the broken the blood of Jesus. Wow. Wow. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over me and my family and this great nation. Do you realize all we got to do is spread that prayer around this world? There ain't nothing no devil. We can get everybody praying this prayer. He's going to do. What can he do?
He can't.
I. I encourage you, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter your background, remember this about every human that's ever lived. There's not a one of them that made heaven that did it in their own strength. None. Pastor, what about the Dr. Reverend Father somebody? No. Nope, Dr. Reverend Father somebody didn't get it in his own strength. Because if Woo, Sunday guy. Love you. Bless you, man. Bless you, God. Nobody can do this in their own strength. You can't do it. That's called self-righteousness. And it's dark. you receive his righteousness, and it works. Mm-hmm. What's our song we're singing tonight, Pastor? Free, free, I'm free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. Free, free, I'm free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free. I'm free. Free at last. You don't know that song? It's called Free at Last. It's off the Free at Last album by DC Talk. It'd do every good of you. It'd do every good of you. It would do every one of you good to listen to the whole CD. Because on that CD, they also sing, do, 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 do. Do, 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 1, 2, 3, 4, lean on me, you're not strong, I'll be your friend. They got a really good funky beat, and I'm slaughtering it really bad, but it's really good funky and fun. It's a great CD. It's about what? 25 years old, 30 years old now? Maybe. Woo! 30 years old. Wow. Anyways.
Seems like they just made it yesterday.
I know. Timeless. Now, if any of you got a question about what I just taught, ask it. Communion's finished. So if you got somebody, if somebody have to leave, you can. Hey, bless you, Becca, love you. And we declare you love your sleep. You sleep. And you're blessed. And all them babies are blessed. They sleep all night. DC Talk. I'll put it in. It's a good album. It's like funky grooving music, but if that's not your thing, you might not be happy with that one. But
Well, not all of the songs are funky. Well, I think it's good funk.
'92.
Wow.
Almost 12 year, almost 30 years old.
Well, Toby, like that's him. DC Talk is where he started.
Everybody, listen. Here we go. This is just a taste of it.
Give him some. Give him a little. Go ahead, man. Break it down.
When you really break it down.
We're just two hunks and a Negro serving the Lord. We're just two hunks and a Negro singing our song.
Ready?
Only for the goodies.
I'm all done. Gotta stop so I don't lose my opportunity to do it. But I've played enough for it. Listen. Bless you, Audrey. We love you. As you can tell, when y'all go off tonight, Sister Leanne and I are going to be bebop, jumping, dancing here, man. It's cool. It's a cool song. These guys were cutting edge in 1992, and they're still cutting edge.
Yes, they are.
Come right out of Bob Jones, not Bob Jones, the other one, Liberty. Right out of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell's. Born again boys, man. These boys are serious, man. These boys are kicking it, man. Toby Mack has been a gospel preaching machine for 30 years and still is hard at it. And that means he's 50 years old already?
He's over that, I'm sure.
Hey, don't make him older than he is now. That ain't right. All right, well, guys, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. What a wonderful show we had, isn't it? Something what God showed us tonight. Speak over everyone in your family. I remit your sin so that you have the ability to see who our God is. Oh, my. Julian and Vimala. Everybody give Julian and Vimala a big 7,000-mile hug. Wait, and now we lay hands on you and we declare, be healed and healthy and whole and strong in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Audrey Ben Gessel, we declare you sleep better tonight than ever. And all of the sins of your family are forgiven and forgotten. Oh, my goodness, this is a doctrine we got to dig out. We're digging this doctrine out, guys. We're digging this doctrine out deeper than what I got it right now. Somebody tune up the grater. Somebody get the scraper out. Somebody get the dozers out. We are digging some dirt now, solving, getting this understanding deeper than we've ever been before. Do not let it out that we are this much done at 9:23 in the afternoon, evening. Love you, Wilma. Thanks for all your help. You're a wonderful blessing. Velma, I don't know if you was here, but I bless you anyways. Kathy Angaroni, I bless you anyways. Dan and Gwen and Dave and Gwen and Mike and Shannon and Tim and Carol and Ellen and Angel and Trey and Tisha, we got them. Sally Rice, Maxine McDowell, Ron and Ramona, we bless you. Rebecca and Christine, we bless you. Wait, it's still a major daylight here. Can you see the sun shining on my face? Major daylight here.
Well, it is pretty
there. Ah, the night's young. Used to be just getting your red dress on, baby. Love you guys. We love you. Thanks for being a part of our life. Don't you love grabbing this revelation and then just running with it and watching God just move mountains everywhere around us? Do it, Jesus. Do it. Scott, Cheryl, bless you, buddy.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rebecca Smith, we love you. But don't ever be late again because there's too much that goes on when you're not here.
Yeah.
And we just can't have that happen. You are of the most valuable necessities. Ma'am, God bless you. Thanks for being up, friend. Sunday guy, bless you, Chris. We bless all y'all. Oh, I usually take this down and start reading names, don't I? Wilma, Julian and Vimala, Becca, Ashley, Audrey Van Gessel, Becca, Rebecca, Scott, Cheryl, Phyllis A. Raymond, Dan Cottle, Audrey, Wilma, Rebecca. Good list.
It is a good list.
You can find out who's putting the most posted, don't we? Leanne Cottle. Boy, you're just conquering tonight, aren't you, love?
Really?
That was a...
I was going over here. I need to look at me go.
Who's that? All right.
Huh?
I'm just looking. Dan Cottle, amen. Oh, Roger Oxy, we bless you tonight, Roger.
Yep.
Chris Timmer, where you at, buddy? We love you. We miss you. Ashley. Mike, Tony, listen, no matter what, don't pay the ransom. Mike said, don't pay the ransom, no matter what. I'm so happy to be a believer. Isn't that so much more fun, Rebecca, to being a believer than being a doubter? And yeah. All right, well, I think I got to start flipping the switch here. Here we go. Till we see you again. This is what we say.
We love you. And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
God bless your sleep.
God bless your sleep. Yeah. And we declare all your sins are remitted.
Amen.
What a revelation. What a revelation.